Dear Mr. Putin, a message from America by Anna Von writes, June 8, 2022. As you know, we have a venerable treaty between our two countries, the Alliance of 1858, which both Russia and America have kept inviolate. Don't let the present animosities against NATO and the US and the criminal acts of commercial corporations blind you to the true and abiding friendship between our countries. It's true that NATO members and the US Incorporated sponsored the overthrow of the elected government of Ukraine in 2004. It's true they installed a Florida millionaire with ties to the mob to replace that government. And it's true that he threw open the doors to organized crime, so that Ukraine became crime central, with every kind of criminal activity imaginable, including the building of over a dozen illegal bioweapon facilities on Ukrainian soil, taking place. Too late, we all now know that. Something had to be done, and we now know that, too. We deeply feel the sacrifices made and the tragic loss of life and peace. Yet we must all realize that this was a matter of crime being committed in Ukraine and impacting everyone on the planet. Not politics. Crime. And it was not, for the most part, any crime promoted by the Ukrainian people. It was crime imported to their shores by NATO and the US Incorporated. We all found those weapons of mass destruction that George Bush too was talking about. Imagine our embarrassment and dismay to find out it was allies of ours and members of the US Incorporated creating such weapons, and doing it offshore in the Ukraine? From the outset of all this unrest and destruction, we have said that this is about crime, not politics. This is about the actions of an organized criminal network functioning as an interlocking trust directorate and influencing the mechanics of government and the actions of commercial corporations acting in multiple nations worldwide. Even though it has taken the deployment of the Russian military to oust this criminal conspiracy from the Ukraine, Russia's soldiers have acted as police stopping crime when Ukraine's own police forces were stood down and unable to defend their own people. This hasn't been about politics. We know. We understand. And we ask you to remember that we cannot stop the criminals by engaging in more criminality ourselves in response to their behavior. An eye for an eye leaves two people blinded. Let us act together as intelligent people who value the benefits of peace, to address this criminal syndicate and all other criminal syndicates for what they are. Let us strike to the root of the real problem, the profits that these crime networks seek and the misuses of money and resources and people that are motivated by profit-seeking. Crime is the problem, and crime is motivated by misuse of money. We need a new monetary system, Mr. Putin, and we need it worldwide, and we have all needed it for a long time. We realize this, and say, let's work together, all of us, all people on this planet, to bring forward a new and far better monetary system, which will naturally improve the quality of life for everyone and take away the motivations of the criminals. Some of our recent statements have been misunderstood. Some people have looked at us and said, they are Americans. They can't be trusted. But that is because we have been misrepresented by the US and by people who may have come from this country, but aren't acting as Americans at all. The Davila Family Trust and the Saint Germain Family Trust assets are meant to be a blessing to the entire world, and they will be, if everyone will just stand back for a moment, and let the trust donors have their say. First, we, the donors, are agreed that the national character and cultures of each country and region must be accepted and preserved. We see this planet as a garden and all the various peoples and cultures as the flowers in that garden. We fully accept everyone's diversity of race, ethnicity, religion, and all our differences as part of the glory of creation. Second, we, the donors, agree that peace, education, health, and an end to poverty are the goals. We just don't want to see all the assets we provide commandeered and siphoned off, as they have been by the World Bank, and used for other purposes. The ASVLP and ASPLP accounts were provided to the governments of the world with the idea that they would have ample support for their rebuilding after the Second World War and they would no longer have to tax their people for anything. Instead, many of those same governments and those acting as governments misused that gift. They continued to tax their people long after any need to tax was gone. In fact, They taxed their people for government services that we had already paid for, and taxed them more heavily than before, using the destruction of the war as their excuse. Not only did these fully supported governments continue to tax their people for services that we already paid for, they lied about the whole circumstance and poor-mouthed, gave the appearance that they were deep in debt, and that the people were responsible for paying this debt, which is ridiculous. So all these so-called governments have been double-dipping, lying to the people, and failing to provide the levels of service that we have paid for, and then, at the end of the day, the hypocrites have tried to blame us and steal our assets, encouraging the banks and the legal establishment to collude with them ever since 2008. For centuries, people have not known about the donors of the trust assets underlying the world's economies. We have, for our own reasons, attempted to be benefactors without faces, to live our lives quietly, and via the deployment of our trust assets, promote peace and plenty for everyone. That obviously hasn't worked, because the people trusted to deploy the assets for good purposes have misused the funds provided to them. What was provided to them in secret, they have stolen and misused, and left the yoke of this crime against us on the backs of the people we meant to benefit. You know the names of the crooked industrialists, bankers, lawyers, and military scum as well as we do. The time has come for the donors of the trusts to step out from the shadows of history and for our trust indentures to be public and rewritten so that everyone knows what they say in plain language, translated into all the languages of the world. Please, stop talking to Joe Biden as the president of US Incorporated. Don't let him bait you. He's not the president of our country. Neither, for that matter, is Donald Trump. He is the president of the USA Incorporated or whatever variation of that name they've drummed up. Those corporations, ferocious as they may be, are only commercial interests and subcontractors of ours. The actual government of this country, as has been published now for many years, is vested in its people, men and women, not persons, not corporations, not grand boobars. This is true, just as the actual wealth comes from us, the donors of our family trust assets. Not from the banks. Not from the governments. Not from the stock markets. We have provided assets ample enough so that no government on this planet has had any need to tax its people for government services since 1942. Not only that, we have provided more than enough assets for every country to have modern roads, good drinking water, food, industries, sanitation, pollution remediation, electricity, and wonderful education and health programs. Instead of spending the money for the purposes we intended and clearly directed, the miscreants have spent it on war, on space programs, on plots to enslave and enforce peonage on innocent people, and of course, they have lined their own pockets and the pockets of their cronies. Stand back and let them be exposed for the self-serving hypocrites and criminals that they are. Let the people of the world come to the table with the donors of the trusts and see what we can all work out, without the burden of the middlemen standing between us. When everyone understands what has been given, and what they are supposed to get, there will be no more lies and no more reason for crime and no more excuses for poverty and ignorance. Come, tell the world. The owners of the assets are who they are, and what they are, men and women. Not corporations. And we are Americans, not US citizens or citizens of the United States. Just plain old Americans, the people of this country.